Hey y'all, so before we get into the episode, I just wanted to preface this episode really quick to say that you are about to listen to an interview that I did with the Dr. Charlotte Walker of the new podcast that will be coming out in December for her. She is the originator of the Goggles and Girl Talk podcast, but her new podcast is going to be called Prescription for Purpose. And so if you heard the last 2 weeks' episodes, then you got an opportunity to hear the throwback that she and I did on mother-daughter trauma. And we were on the path to actually record this episode be about the update on where we've been with our moms, because the dynamic has definitely shifted for me in a more positive way. And I wanted Charlotte to also talk a little bit about the dynamic with her mom, especially now being an entrepreneur. And we ended up talking about purpose, and it turned into an hour and a half of us talking about the discovery of purpose, the things that change within as you are going through purpose. And we had so many nuggets that I was like, halfway through the episode recording, I said, we're not going to talk about our moms. We're going to talk about our seasons of this year and what it has looked like walking in purpose, but also just really walking with the Lord, because the walk is hard. And so Charlotte's going to share a lot about her season and what she learned, and I'm going to share some from mine. And so you're going to hear three episodes over the next 3 weeks of just a breakdown of what we talked about. So many good gems, so many good things. So please take the opportunity to listen to the fullness of all three episodes, because we talked for an hour and a half, and I think I left the conversation full. Like, I really left the conversation full. So I hope that you enjoy this three-part series that me and Charlotte did together. And I love y'all, and I'll see y'all in a couple of weeks.
The Therapy is a Christian podcast is all things mental health and Christ. We specifically talk about how mental health and God are merged together to foster growth, healing, and making mental health a normal conversation. I'm your host, Rosin Renee, and welcome to the show. Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Therapy is a Christian podcast. I'm your host, Rosin Renee, and welcome to another episode of the show. And y'all are in for a treat today, because I got my boo, my girl, my sister, the doctor, Charlotte Walker, in the building. And we are doing a follow-up episode from, if you recently heard, you may have to go back a couple episodes, but I re-released in November our throwback from last year, 2021, on mother-daughter trauma. And I told y'all before that episode that I'm going to be kind of featuring some people who are going to talk about mother-daughter trauma. So me and Charlotte are going to talk a little bit about where we are now, because so much has changed since then. I have a almost two-year-old. I'm pregnant with my second. So much has changed for me in my relationship with my mom, and I would love for Charlotte to talk a little bit about her growth as well with her mom, and just some things that have shifted for her. So since we talked, you have also gone full-time in your business.
Yeah.
So so for those of you that don't know Charlotte, you're going to get your laugh on for real.
Yes.
In this podcast, we're going to try not to cut up. But yeah. First, I want you to, me and Charlotte met actually I can retell the story. So I actually found Charlotte through Tatum, through her podcast. And one day I was listening to her podcast. I was in the bathroom and I said, who is this girl? Because she is speaking my language. And then I found out that our birthdays are a day apart. We have the same middle name. We literally have like all these commonalities. And then we did a podcast and I was like, this is my long lost sister. Yes. Literally. So why don't you start with telling us a little bit about you and what you do for the people who don't know you?
Hey, y'all. Girl, thank you for having me again. I love interviews. It's like fun, y'all. So I'm Dr. Charlotte Walker. I am a pediatric nurse practitioner by trade. I also have a podcast now called, so it used to be called God Goals and Girl Talk. It is now called Prescription for Purpose. And so I help women overcome themselves in their relationship with God. So oftentimes there's a lot of barriers that we are really good at dealing with externally, but sometimes we really are good at getting in the way of what God has called us to do. So my goal through Prescription for Purpose is to use God's word appropriately in the way that he intended for us to overcome us, because we be out here. And so we have a podcast. I have an app coming out. I have so many amazing things. I do coaching. It's a good time. I'm also a nonprofit consultant. So in my other business, 9to5 Founder, I help people build profitable and sustainable nonprofit organizations. I'm an auntie. Okay. A wife, a dog mommy. I do all the things. I love to have a good time. In the society, I am the resident Bible study teacher. And
when I tell you she snatches,
I'm like, people have now just dubbed me like the resident edge snatcher. And I'm like, ciao. I'm bald headed too by the time I get to y'all. What's
girl, we be needing to go to the beauty spot store and get those tattooed edges after we deal with Charla. Okay. So if you're not a part of the society, you should absolutely join. I'll put the link in the show notes for you, but you get 2 weeks free and then you can join us and get your eggs, not your eggs, your edges snatched.
Eggs and edges.
No, we need those because we have kids, sis. We need those eggs.
But you'll get your edges snatched. It's
1 month to give away. Okay.
This is true. Okay. So since you have switched the podcast, talk a little bit about Prescription for Purpose. Where did that come from? How did that come about and all of that?
So this year, so since we last spoke, when we talked last, I was like right on the cusp of God, like telling me you're about to leave your job. And I was like, oh man, this is going to be so great. My expectation was like, I was going to leave and I was going to be like, pew, pew, pew. Like it's nothing, six figures, not immediately, but I just thought it was about to be so great.
Oh my God.
He told me that my word was flourish. He was like, flourish. That's what I want you to do. This, like, I heard what I wanted to hear. Cause he also said, this is a marathon, not a sprint. And I'd be forgetting that part. But essentially, he told me to sit down for like 8 months. But it gave me time for my body to heal, for me to really deal with parts of my life outside of business that were a part of the plan, but they needed to be dealt with. So he had to teach me how to really put more emphasis and value on maintaining my health. Now, I know that may sound crazy to y'all, like, girl, ain't you a whole doctor? Leave me alone, okay? I don't like working out. And so it was something, so he was growing me in my discipline, growing me in valuing my health, growing me in understanding that my value to him is insurmountable outside of what I push out or birth. Oh, that, you know, a lot of times we think that, like, we want to honor God with our fruit. And also, no matter the size of your fruit, you're still his. Like, even while we were yet sinners, he still loved us. And so sometimes we feel like we need to perform for his love and approval. And he was like, scratch all of that. Girl showed me how I had turned my job and my career into my Lord and Savior, because it dictated everything I did. So yes, I was getting up and, you know, going to church and I was praying and doing all of that, but he wanted to show me a new level of freedom and what life looked like with him. And so in the present moment, I've been, September 24th was a year. It's been such a wild 12 months. It's been a good 12 months, but outrageously wild. Had some really high moments and some moments where I was like, I want to go home.
Like, no, I don't want to go home. I want to go back to work.
Yeah, I want to go back to work. And so even recently, God has told me, like, he's permitted me to be able to go back to work. And I know that sounds crazy. Like, what, girl? I thought you left your job. I did. However, I am a nurse practitioner. Like, I am a nurse. On the inside of me, it is a part of my heartbeat. Like, so after a while, by month 9, I just miss it. Okay. I'm over here calling Roslyn and any of my friends with kids, asking them like, y'all baby's good. You need a console. Let me answer any questions you may have. Let me see your labs. I want to see them. Like, girl, this is what you need to do, because I miss being able to do that. And so, here recently, God allowed me to take a part-time position and I'm getting paid full-time salary. Y'all listen to me. Whatever I tell you to do, do it. God gave me very strict parameters about me going back to work. It couldn't interfere with my business because my business is my first priority. And I was like, that's outrageous, because how am I not going to be on call? How am I not going to have to do X, Y, and Z? And God literally had a position that is just for me. I'm going to work 25 hours a week. It's considered full-time. I get full-time benefits. I get to be home still with my husband when my husband gets home from work. There's just a lot of freedom in this position. And I would have never known that or gotten to this place where I could do what I love and also still be a human independent of it without taking that leap. So I say
how did that lead you to changing the name, of course, of your podcast to now the direction of your business too?
Because God was like, everything changes. So it really has been a year of this pivot, right? And so with Prescription for Purpose, my podcast was called Goggles and Girl Talk. And God told me to rebrand. So immediately I go out, I'm like, oh, new colors, right? I did not sit and wait for full instruction. I was like, oh, new colors? I like new colors. New font, that makes sense. But then when I came and presented back these new colors, he was like, that's cute. Also, the name is changing. And I was like, the name? But what he told me was that this is beyond just a show.
Which is, can I pause you there? Because I think that's something that I've learned recently, that there is a difference between receiving a word from God, the interpretation of the word, and then executing the word. Like, that is an entire process. And there are sometimes you receive a word from God and you interpret it based on your thought process of what it's supposed to be. But truly, the release of the revelation interpretation of that word may be time sensitive. And so I think we sometimes run with the intention of thinking that it's this. Mm-hmm. And God's like, you have pigeonholed what I've even said here, not looking that it supersedes past what we can expect. And the other thing about this is that I feel like when my daddy does stuff, he does things big. Mm-hmm. So like my small limited thinking of, and also this can go into the way you perceive purpose to be. You can perceive what your business is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. You can perceive what you think your life is supposed to look like based on your own general perception. And God's like, but this is way beyond that. And so I like to hear that you said this is beyond just the podcast name.
Yeah.
It gave it was like way more substance of what you actually are doing.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. The colors were just the first step. I think when I did that, God was pleased and he honored it. And it was like, okay, good. Like, you're not pigeonholed to this. I always say that with God, you have to marry his mission, but not his method. So we have to really marry the mission of God and not the method. So I can't assume that a way that God did something before even in my own life. So it's not even looking at somebody else's life, even in my own life, I can't look at that and say, oh, I know it's going to look exactly like this. So he honored me switching the colors and all of that. And then he was like, okay, now that you let that loose, come here, lean in. The name is changing too. Wait, but I'm everything triple GT, Goggles and Girl Talk. Hey girl, like that's how this works. But what God showed me was that he was pivoting. So pivot has been like a big theme for me this year, that he was repositioning me to do everything he's called me to do and some more. So by being Goggles and Girl Talk, Goggles and Girl Talk is a show name, but it's not a brand. Mm-hmm. 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 And he was building the business that was attached to the brand.
This episode of the God and Mental Health podcast is brought to you by Happy Mammoth.
I am so excited to tell y'all about this brand because it has been so helpful to me. So I am not in my 20s anymore. And as I'm getting older, I'm really kind of understanding a little bit more about my hormones after having two kids. I'm really understanding like my mood shifts, my fatigue, sometimes my stress throughout the month, especially during those cycles of time before my period. So I recently started researching cycle seeking, and it was so helpful for me because I really kind of began to understand these different changes when I am feeling overwhelmed, when I am feeling tired, when I am feeling like my mood is different. I'm also just experiencing some of those kind of early PMS symptoms of like bloating and gassy and poor sleep and kind of racing thoughts and low mood. And so I started doing some research into cycle syncing and kind of came to understand that our different periods before our cycle change because of our hormones. And so I was thinking about a way to combat this, and Happy Mammoth is a brand that I think is going to be super helpful to some of my audience and might be experiencing some of these things. And so I think a lot of times we kind of associate our different moods with something's wrong with us, or that there is actually something that we're struggling with mental health wise, but not really understanding that as a woman, we naturally have up and down moods because of our hormones. And so for me, if you are someone that's maybe in your mid-20s and you're kind of seeing like during different periods of the month, you're more sad or you're more overwhelmed, this might be a good opportunity for you to maybe supplement and try to combat that with some of the amazing products at Happy Mammoth. So I want to talk to you all about particularly one specific product called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormone changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And it means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. If you're someone that definitely struggles with maybe bloating or maybe sleep or even racing thoughts or low moods, Hormone Harmony would be perfect for you. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order with Happy Mammoth. Just use the code THERAPY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, HappyMammoth.com. And use the code THERAPY for 15% off today. Now, let's get back to the show.
So I think, you know, kind of to go along with this, because I think, which we can talk about, because I quit my job in July of 2021. You quit September 21. So we were both fairly fresh. Still fresh meat. We still fresh. We fresh meat out here, okay?
I'm fresh.
Girl, I don't even have my sophomore jacket yet, okay? So I think that there's a perception of when you're, and here's the thing, whatever way you're led and serving God, whether you're in a corporate position, whether you are in motherhood, whether you are in marriage, whether you are in entrepreneurship, whether you are in whatever way you serve, there is a still spiritual process for each of those layers of things.
Yeah.
And I don't think, if we're just specifically talk about entrepreneurship, there is a playbook on how to navigate this with God. There's a playbook in the sense of like marketing or, you know, sales or creating like a journal and especially on Amazon, like those are like already kind of laid out.
Mm-hmm.
But the, what I've discovered for myself in doing this with God is that there are so many monkey wrenches that get thrown at you for higher purpose. And also I think it's intended to mostly spiritually refine you than really even like your business can grow. That's a thing. And I, but I also think that there is a spiritual refinement that has to happen. Because again, like you said, when you got out of your job, it was 8 months of time. Like the expectation was like, oh, I can go out and do this, launch this, let it go. Girl, I'm gonna make my coin and keep it pushing. Yeah. But the spiritual process behind that, like talk about that.
Yeah. So here's one thing that I have learned out of the many lessons is that when God does something for us, he's always doing, he's going to answer the entire prayer.
And can I add to this? Mm-hmm. Not only is he going to answer the prayer, but we are walking out the prayer that we prayed for. It's just not coming in the perspective in the way that we think it's supposed to.
Absolutely. And so once I learned that, I have to have enough, faith not to worry about tomorrow, and also realize that God is already over there in tomorrow. So I like, so whatever he says to do today, that's what I'm going to prioritize. I have to have enough a discernment for that and to realize that God is answering the entire prayer. So one of my frustrations has been as we're in quarter four and now you've released me to be able to have the opportunity to go back to do what I love, at least for a little bit, like at least part time, a little bit. My frustration was like, God, why when I was on the sidelines, did you not have me start doing X, Y, Z, E, F, and G? Because there's a lot of, I spent a lot of those 8 months learning. I went and got my, my certificate in biblical studies. I've taken nonprofit courses. So he would allow me to build my, you know, I became a certified nonprofit consultant. There was a lot of stuff that he was allowing me to do. And I was frustrated because I'm like, sir, I could have did this also on the job, like getting paid and not feel like.
Because it's a whole nother thing when your income is on you.
Yeah. Like, sir, like this is great, but I could have learned. I've gone to school and worked my whole life. And he's like, that is the point. This first half of this season, God had to answer my entire prayer by shifting my perspective and my values. Values are the things that anchor us. And I noticed a shift in my values when the panorama had hit.
So let me ask this question for people, because I think I'm going to a little rant for a second, because I remember, and I've talked about this on the podcast, that when I launched my business, the entire storyline of how I went full time was all started in 2019. So it was
I was on something between 2019 and 2020.
No. So what happened was I went to Tatum's retreat for my podcast. And at that time, my podcast it was popping, but I didn't think it was really popping. I was just doing it out of passion project.
Yeah.
Only made, you know, probably I can maybe think of maybe $100 a month in some way, shape, or form periodically. Wasn't making any money off the podcast.
Yeah.
Went to Tatum's retreat, left the retreat, had recently did a challenge that I charged for. The first thing I ever charged for, no, I charged $25 a person. And I thought I was, when I made that $300 some odd, I was like, you can't tell me nothing.
Come on.
$300 some I made on my own, making something out of nothing. Okay. But fast forward, all the steps that happened before that to get me to quit. I had already prayed. I told the Lord, I want to quit my job by January 2021. Mm-hmm. And so to have quit in July, but I had not gone back to work after I had Elijah, who was born in December of 2020. So I had not physically gone anywhere back to a job, quote unquote. And I think about the process of quitting and how you said God answers the entire prayer, that your business would flourish, that you would serve him well, that you would serve him with your whole heart, that you would, you know, do things where you do things with integrity, like all of these perspective shifts that have to happen, and the timing of the things that you want purpose-wise come to pass out of obedience.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that. Surrender. Let's not forget that. That was my word for this year. But on the other side of that, and I think for people to note, is that it's important to understand that, like you said, having enough faith for the day is literally just that. Because you don't really, when God is answering the entire prayer, yes, you're asking him to help you serve well. But what does serving well really look like when you have no idea what your values are? Mm-hmm. You have no idea of what's important to you. You have no idea how to navigate through owning a business, walking into purpose while maintaining a family. You do it in your own perspective, but all those balls fall to the floor when we do it our way.
Yes.
So what does that look like for people when they don't know their values at all? Because I think if you don't know your values, you're out here flailing, to be quite.
And you have no boundaries.
Yeah, so that gives the freedom for people to walk all over you, for you to not be solid on actually pursuing the things that you know God has called you to. And not only that, the priorities are out of whack.
Yes. You before you even really have a solid set of values, you have to have vision, right? And without vision, a lot of times we really love to quote Habakkuk 2:2, like write the vision, make it plain. We skip over the part where it's like it was God's vision that he was writing. And so a lot of times the visions that we're writing and making plain are our own, based on our own ideas, our own thought processes, our own definition of success. And so it took for me to sit down and say, God, not that I wasn't in tune with what God wanted me to do before, but when he had all of my attention, see, this is why the job had to go. When he had all of my attention, there were some things that he was like, we're going to deal with this, and we're also going to deal with that. And you have to do better over here. You're doing okay. But you see how you had these priorities out of whack, right? He walked me through like the peace, the love, and the value that you're seeking. You're not going to find it in the job. So 2020 had hit the panorama. Of course, because I'm a healthcare provider, I'm on the front lines. Jesus was on the main line and I was on the front line. Okay. And because of that, I had this notion. This is so funny. When I was a CNA, because I started out as a CNA, when I was a CNA, I was like, man, when I'm done with nursing school, my life will be complete. Became a nurse in the NICU, loved it. And then also was like, man, eventually I'm going to want to be a nurse practitioner because I don't want to be obligated to have to work on weekends. But right now, night shift is the right shift, and I love it. We got shenanigans here. But then eventually, that wasn't enough either. And so I went on to get my master's. So I was like, oh, you know what? It's going to really all come together. Me working Monday through Friday, white picket fence, me, my husband, baby, a house. And then I got to Monday through Friday. I was like, first of all, 3 12-hour shifts. That spoke to my soul. Because I used to have like full days off to myself when my husband was at work. And so I could read, like I had my own, like there were, it was just a new perspective that I had. And so the pandemic really did it, because there were a lot of people who they allowed to work telehealth first, and they had put me in sick clinic. Like, and this is pre-vacky, everybody's dying. And they had put me in sick clinic, and essentially the conversation was like, well, you don't have kids. Also, you think my husband wants me to die? Like, that's not really cool for y'all to do. Now, bless the Lord, oh my soul, literally like 2 people would come into the office all day because everybody was scared and was staying home. So God covered me and gave me space and room to do what I needed to do. But it was in that moment that I realized, like, I don't like this. I don't ever want to have to pick. I told my husband, I said, I was already frustrated, but there's no way on God's earth that I would have ever risked like bringing this home to my baby. Even with my husband, I was Googling about my dogs.
But like, I want to pause you because you said a bunch of stuff in that. A couple of things. I think there's a deep seated desire for the believers people that love God, who know yeah. God and been in a relationship with him, to serve him and serve him well.
Yeah.
But there's also a deep sense too of there's more beyond where I'm at. I don't think that even where we are, even in my business, that yeah. I've done a lot
mm-hmm.
with the Lord in what I'm doing. I take no credit for it.
Yep.
However, there is way more past this.
Yes.
And when you know that, it's really hard. Your mind and your spirit can't settle with almost kind of like one of the things that I can remember Holy Spirit bringing to my mind a while back when I was trying to go back to work was he was like, you've seen too much. Almost like you've seen too much of
mm-hmm.
the blessing. You've yeah. seen the promised land. You've seen the capabilities, the possibilities. When you stay in it, no matter how hard, why would you go back to comfortability?
Mm-hmm.
And so you saying that gives me a couple of thought processes that our idea of, I won't even say success, but our idea of who we think we are
yeah.
is so limited when we look at ourselves.
Yeah.
But when God looks at us and we align the way we look at ourselves with the way he looks at us, you can see the vision.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're working in a place or doing something or in a place where you know like your capacity is being dummied down, or even that your capabilities are, not saying that you weren't good at nursing,
yeah.
but good in a different way. Like you going back to work now, it'll be phenomenal to see how your perspective is 6 months from now.
Oh, I want to. I miss it. I was doing this, not that I have to work, but like we have to work, right? I just also loved it. But because even speaking to, like you said, I've seen too much. God showed me some inner workings about healthcare that I absolutely started to loathe. So like now I'm like, this is so demonic. Like, oh, like it's making me angry, right? God needs us as believers in all positions. And so it was still out of order because it dictated my life. As a wife, my husband comes before my job. But when the hospital's calling me at 3 a.m., and my husband's like, girl, who Billy Rubin is high now?
And so that goes back to the point of values, because you have no boundaries.
Yeah.
And so my advice to people that are listening is to really dig into discovering your values. Sometimes you may not know what your values are
mm-hmm.
until you really take a deep, hard accountability look in the mirror and see what you have placed in wrong position.
Yes.
Because there's no way possible I'm going to do something that's not going to include my husband's input.
Yeah.
And our children's time being taken, my time being taken away from my kids.
Yeah.
And that is priorities in line. This business don't come before that. I'm sorry.
Yep, facts.